Gary Begg is confident that a judicial recount will confirm him as elected in Surrey Guildford, a riding decided by a razor-thin margin Monday, October 28, with a tally of 226 absentee ballots. The final count gave the NDP incumbent 8,938 votes, just 27 ahead of the 8,911 earned by Conservative opponent Hanveer Singh Randhawa, and exactly 46.95% of the 19,039 ballots cast in a riding where the results flipped 9 days after election night, October 19. Elections BC rules say a judicial recount is triggered when the difference between the first two candidates is less than 1/500th of the total ballots considered. In Surrey Guildford, it took a margin of less than 38 votes to trigger a judicial recount, to take place sometime over the next 2 weeks, as determined by a judge, details to come. I think we were surprised and pleased at the outcome. It was a long time coming, but yeah, we're where we want to be, Begg told the Now leader on Tuesday, October 28. There is a judicial recount, which is a thing that automatically happens, but traditionally there's no change in the outcome of that, so I'm heartened by that, and obviously I trust the judiciary to confirm it. A judicial recount is conducted by the Supreme Court of British Columbia, and may include some or all of the ballots and certification envelopes for an election. A judicial recount will also take place in the Kelowna Centre riding. Confirmed Monday, just before 7 p.m., Begg's election victory gave David Eby and the NDP a majority government in BC, with 47 seats. In Surrey Guildford, Begg had initially lost the vote count on election night, October 19, falling short by 103 ballots. But during mail-in vote counting over the weekend, Begg moved to within 12 votes of Conservative Hanveer Singh Randhawa. By the end of Saturday, October 26, Begg had climbed to 8,809 votes, compared to Randhawa's 8,821, closing the original 103-vote gap. That left just absentee ballots to count, a task that began Monday morning, with results updated hourly on the Elections BC website and drama unfolding in real time as political observers crunched the numbers. Begg called it an election unlike any other that I've experienced in BC, with results too close to call until Monday. In some ridings, the results were unpredictable, he said. I love Surrey. This will be my third term, right, so it feels good. There's so much going on in Surrey, as you know, all the time, so much change and so much growth, but we have to be very careful about how we move forward. With files from Tom Zyturek, Julie McClellan.